What makes human learning so extraordinary? Consider Felipe, a remarkable 7-year-old who, despite being paralyzed, blind, and hospital-bound since age 4, speaks 3 languages and writes novels. His intact cognitive abilities, despite radically altered sensory experiences, challenge the notion that our brains simply absorb knowledge from the environment. This case exemplifies what neuroscientist Stanislas Dehaene explores in his groundbreaking work on learning, how our brains are uniquely designed to adapt, grow, and transform through education. Our species' singular talent isn't intelligence alone, it's learning. We are Homo docens, the teaching species. No other creature has changed its ecological niche so dramatically, from savanna dwellers to space travelers, all through the power of learning. This capacity stems from our brain's remarkable plasticity working within evolutionary constraints, creating a learning machine that still outperforms the most advanced artificial intelligence. Newborns aren't blank slates waiting for experience to write upon them. They arrive with sophisticated built-in knowledge that remains invisible in their primitive behavior. Babies understand fundamental physics. Objects move coherently, occupy space, and don't vanish without reason. When researchers perform magic tricks violating these principles, infants show clear surprise. Even more remarkably, babies possess mathematical abilities from birth. They can detect numerical changes, staring longer at 3 objects after repeatedly seeing 2, regardless of physical properties. They can calculate, too. When shown 1 object hiding behind a screen followed by another, they expect to see 2 objects when the screen lowers. Beyond understanding physical objects, babies recognize that people follow different rules. From their first year, infants understand that humans move autonomously, driven by internal motivation rather than external forces. By 10 months, they attribute personalities and moral qualities to others, preferring helpers over hinderers. Long before they can speak words like mean and nice, they formed these concepts in their language of thought. Why aren't humans born with all knowledge pre-wired? The answer lies in both practicality and evolution. Our DNA contains roughly 750 megabytes of information, equivalent to an old CD-ROM, while our brain's capacity is approximately 100 terabytes, 100,000 times greater. The genome simply cannot contain all the information we need. Learning evolved because it allows rapid adaptation to unpredictable environments, changing behavior within minutes rather than waiting for genetic adaptation across generations. While some aspects of our physical world remain invariable, like gravity, and are hardwired, many parameters require adaptation through learning. Our extended childhood provides more learning time than other mammals, and our capacity for language allows us to navigate vast hypothesis spaces. Uniquely, humans actively teach their offspring through formal education, which systematically increases our brain potential. Education serves as the main accelerator of our neural capabilities, refining our cortical circuits and doubling capabilities like short-term memory in literate versus illiterate individuals. Education revolutionizes our mental skills by repurposing pre-established brain circuits through what Dehaene calls neuronal recycling. While our brain remains malleable, it's still constrained by evolutionary anatomy. Each cultural invention, like alphabets or numerals, must find its neuronal niche, circuits with similar initial functions that are flexible enough for conversion. Reading exemplifies this process perfectly. When we learn to read, a specialized region in the visual cortex, the visual word form area, develops to recognize letter strings regardless of size, position, or font. This region serves dual functions: identifying learned characters and rapidly connecting them to language areas for sound and meaning translation. As reading develops, it competes with face recognition in the left hemisphere. The better we read, the more face recognition activity decreases in the left hemisphere's letterbox area and increases in the right hemisphere. This competition is visible even in children learning to read. As soon as reading begins, the visual word form area activates in the left hemisphere, while face responses strengthen in the right. What distinguishes humans as extraordinary learners is the evolution of four crucial brain mechanisms that maximize our learning efficiency. These four pillars of learning provide structural stability to our mental development. If any one falters, the entire system weakens. First, attention acts as the brain spotlight, solving the universal problem of information saturation. Our senses transmit millions of bits per second, overwhelming our processing capacity. A pyramid of attention mechanisms performs selective triage, allocating resources only to essential information. Without this selection process, pattern discovery becomes nearly impossible. Second, active engagement requires us to form hypothetical mental models of the world, project them onto the environment, and test predictions against sensory input. Remember the kittens experiment? Two kittens received identical visual inputs, but only the active explorer developed normal vision, while the passive one failed basic visual tests. Similarly, students who mentally rephrase concepts into their own thoughts learn effectively, while passive listeners gain nothing. Third, error feedback drives improvement. Making errors isn't just inevitable, it's fundamental to learning. As Ruscorla and Wagner proposed, organisms only learn when events violate their expectations. Surprise, the gap between prediction and reality generates error signals that guide improvement. This is why testing is so effective. It strengthens memory through active engagement and precise feedback. Finally, consolidation transforms effortful processing into automatic expertise. During sleep, the brain literally replays the day's experiences, transferring them to more efficient memory systems. This neural replay extends to the cortex, allowing even single experiences to be rehearsed hundreds of times nightly. Sleep doesn't merely strengthen memories, it reorganizes knowledge and leads to creative insights by recoding information in more abstract forms. We now possess detailed scientific knowledge about how our brain learns, contradicting many preconceived notions. Babies aren't blank slates, but possess vast knowledge from birth. The child's brain isn't a passive sponge. Even those with sensory limitations can grasp abstract concepts. Children learn actively as budding scientists, generating hypotheses, not passively absorbing information. What does this mean for education? First, don't underestimate children. Their innate capacities for understanding objects, numbers, language, and social intentions form the foundation for later academic learning. Second, respect the brain's natural learning mechanisms by incorporating the four pillars: capturing attention, fostering active engagement, providing precise feedback, and allowing time for consolidation through sleep and spaced practice. Just as medicine relies on biological research, education should be grounded in evidence-based learning science. Teachers deserve greater respect and resources, yet most receive minimal training in how the brain actually learns. By uniting teachers, parents, and researchers in systematic pursuit of effective learning strategies, we can revive curiosity and joy in all children. The science is clear. We are born to learn. Our brains come equipped with remarkable capacities that education can amplify through neuronal recycling. When we align our teaching methods with the brain's natural learning mechanisms, we unlock human potential in ways that transform not just individual minds, but our collective future. The question isn't whether children can learn, it's whether we can create environments that honor how their brains are designed to flourish.